नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय This evening we're reading from the Bhagavad Gita as it is, with translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada, chapter 18 entitled The Perfection of Renunciation, text number 42. Shamodamas tapasocham Shantir Arjavam Evacha Jnana Vijnana Astikyam Brahma Karma Svabhavajam Samaha, peacefulness. Dhamaha, self-control. Tapa, austerity. Shocham, purity or cleanliness. Shantihi, tolerance. Arjavam, honesty. Eva, certainly. Cha, and. Jnanam, knowledge. Vijnanam, wisdom. Astikyam, religiousness. Brahma, of a Brahmana. Karma, duty. Svabhavajam, born of his own nature. Translation. Peacefulness, self-control, austerity, purity, tolerance, honesty, knowledge, wisdom, and religiousness. These are the natural qualities by which the brahmanas work. And there's no purport to this verse, but practically there are so many purports in the Bhagavad Gita dealing with the same subject. For example, in the 13th chapter entitled Nature, the Enjoyer and Consciousness, Lord Krishna describes what he considers to be the aggregate, the combined qualities which would constitute knowledge. He says at the end of the verse, all these I declare to be knowledge. And besides this, whatever there may be is ignorance. All these I declare to be knowledge. Besides this, whatever there may appear to be is simply ignorance. So, humility, pridelessness, nonviolence, tolerance, simplicity, approaching a bona fide spiritual master, cleanliness, steadiness, self-control, renunciation of the objects of sense gratification, absence of false ego, the perception of the evil of birth, death, old age, and disease, detachment, freedom from entanglement with children, wife, home, and the rest, even-mindedness amid pleasant and unpleasant events, constant and unalloyed devotion to me, aspiring to live in a solitary place, detachment from the general mass of people, accepting the importance of self-realization and philosophical search for the absolute truth. Today I was walking in Lefferts Boulevard, Liberty Avenue, near Lefferts, and somebody had, it was quite a crowd on the footpath, and somebody had just drunk something and left the bottle on the ground. There were garbage disposals there, but they had just put it on the ground. And I watched as people walked along, And one man just kicked it and kept walking. Another person walked around it. Then another person accidentally kicked it, walked along. Nobody thought, let me just stoop down, pick it up, put it in the garbage. And I thought, practically speaking, 99.9% of these people could not really qualify to be called human beings. They're simply eating, sleeping, mating, and defending with literally no other consciousness. So they're animals. Call a spade a spade. If the shoe fits, wear it. Living like animals. Sophisticated animals, but no better than cats and dogs. No sense of cleanliness, no sense of purity. So we know that, of course, in major cities, there we find people forced to live in overcrowded conditions, and the pace of life is very fast, and people get bewildered, distracted, confused. Pravritimcha, navritimcha, janana vidura asura, nashocham napi chacharo, nateshu satyam vidyate. They don't know. They're ignorant. No one has trained them. No one has taken the trouble to guide them or show them. Of course, Bharat Prabhu stopped. I asked him. We picked up the bottle and we put it in the garbage. Really didn't hurt us much. We didn't suffer a whole lot. But it gave me and my mind a little satisfaction. What it did was it cleaned my mind. It wasn't the bottle in the garbage, but it was an act of cleaning my own mind. Because, as Prabhupada says, cleanliness means internal and external. You can't be externally dirty and think that you will be internally clean. The mind is, or the face is the index of the mind. In other words, the external reflects the internal. And our whole internal psychology, psyche, should manifest externally. Now, it is not the business of devotees, especially those who have some responsibility in spreading or disseminating and teaching the message given by great acharyas like Srila Prabhupada, Acharyavan Purusha Veda. Because we have got an acharya, a great personality, therefore we have learned about the holy name. Therefore we gather here every Sunday to chant, and I have noticed that everyone enjoys. The kirtan is very exuberant. But it is not just chanting, but there is a philosophy that goes along with it. And it is said that a teacher, his business is not to flatter. If you want a mutual admiration society, I'm okay, you're okay, sub TikTok, then you go somewhere else. That's not here. Here, we are here before the Lord, before the Vaishnavas. We're here to grow. We're here to purify our lives. We're here to prepare ourselves for going back to Godhead. It's the ultimate goal of spiritual life. to re-enter the spiritual kingdom, to be with our Lord eternally in full bliss and knowledge. This is an embarrassing situation here where we have to get old, we have to get diseased, we have to die, and then we have to come back and do it all over again. And don't think we won't, because we are giving up one body and getting a new body all the time. So we will give up this body and we will get another one at the end. Unless our mind is fixed, unless our heart is pure, unless our heart is clean. It is not possible to think of Krishna with a dirty heart. Therefore, cheto dharpana marjanam. We want to cleanse the dirt, cleanse the dust from the mirror of the heart. So the business of a sadhu is to cut. O Uddhava, from the Uddhava Gita, Krishna tells, or Mahas, no, it's Lord Krishna speaking to Uddhava. He says, O Uddhava, if you are to become truly self-realized, then you must associate always with sadhu, who is just like the expert physician at cutting away the ulcerous gangrene of our mind and senses with the sword of transcendental words, which although painful in the beginning, is like nectar in the end. It's not time to just come here to get flattered. Of course we have wonderful things to talk about. There's so many beautiful pastimes of Krishna, so much lila. It's very transcendental. And there's certainly a place for that. But, bahu janma kori yadi sravana kirtana tabutana pai Krishna pade prema dana. You can go on chanting the holy names for many lifetimes and not make progress. Not go anywhere. That sounds amazing, because we glorify the holy name. By once chanting the holy name purely, one can eradicate more sin than it is possible to commit. So what is Sridhar Swami saying? That you can go on chanting for millions of lifetimes and not make any progress. Seems to be a little bit of a dichotomy here, a little bit of a problem. But no, the purpose of chanting is to develop a service attitude to chanting. Yasyasti bhaktir bhagavati akinchana sarvayar gunais tatra samasate suraha. Those who are devotees of the Lord, who are actually satatam kirtayantamam, who are actually chanting the holy name, not parroting the holy name, but chanting the holy name, they develop good qualities. That's a barometer. It's a barometer by which we can tell whether we're making progress. When you're taking prasadam, you don't have to come, as someone doesn't have to come up to you and say, okay, you're full now. I've sensed that you've had enough. You don't need another japati. You're full. You know yourself when you're full. And similarly, here's a barometer, a self-test. We should be developing good qualities, and they're mentioned here. And especially as a congregation. Yesterday was a wonderful festival. Unfortunately, I came from Vancouver in Canada and I was late for the festival, but I saw the last part and everybody was bubbling over in ecstasy and everybody manifest four arms because they were carrying four plates of prasadam each. So that was very wonderful. But what I noticed afterward was that nobody bothered to clean the temple. Downstairs, where everybody ate, it looked worse than Liberty Avenue. It looked like some, excuse me, but I have to say it, it was rice all over the floor, there were plates everywhere. Nobody thought, this is Krishna's temple, this is Radharani's kitchen, Radharani's prasadam. Maybe I should volunteer to help clean it up. I travel all over the world, and I attend Sunday programs everywhere. And in most of them, the congregation take the trouble to organize the cleanup. Maybe I shouldn't mention this to you. This may be disturbing some people's minds. But I get upset because this is my father's house. It's not my house. I'm a servant here. We're all servants here. Gopi Bhartu Padakamalayor Dasa Dasanu Das. We're the servant of the servant of the servant. And unless we develop a little pridelessness, freedom from false ego, we don't have knowledge. And then another thing. One of the devotees who, I'm happy to say, I was instrumental in bringing him from Bombay, and there's nothing I'd love to do better than to take him back to Bombay, and who has enlivened this community and congregation for the last 4 or 5 years in such a wonderful way. Somebody stole his chadar. He doesn't have 5 or 6 chadars in his wardrobe. He only has one, and it gets cold in this building in the winter. Somebody stole his chadar. I was shocked. Maya has entered right into the temple. So, you know, if we're going to make progress in spiritual life, we've got to pay attention to some of these details. And it is entirely possible to enjoy these things. It's entirely possible to enjoy. The devotees that I work with at Ratha Yatra, I'm proud to tell everybody all over the world, I'm proud to tell them, I'm going to New York Ratha Yatra. I'm in charge of the cleanup. And I have such a good time cleaning up. And all the devotees that work with me, they're in ecstasy afterwards. Now we have a crew of devotees here, very wonderful devotees, who cook the Sunday feast for us, starting with Srikant and so many others, Ananta and his sister, and there's so many devotees. They come here early Sunday, they cook the feast. Well, what are we, some kind of big, you know, we come to the temple to be waited on. I know the symptom. In Bombay, we get 25,000 people for our Sunday feast. I know we get 25,000 people coming to our temple. I know what it is. A lot of people who come. Either there's no good movie on the television on Sunday afternoon, or they don't want to cook Sunday evening, so they come to the temple to get free food. But that's not the idea. You go to any temple in the world, any Hindu temple. What is prasadam? A little in the hand, if that. Little charanamrita. Take some prasadam, Prabhu. Little charanamrita. We're happy to serve a wonderful feast, but nobody wants to pay even $1, $3 is, you know, for the what I saw yesterday was incredible. It was a $50 meal anywhere in New York. Nobody wants to pay $3. The temple owes it to me. God owes it to me. What is that? What is our consciousness? You know, I love New York. I love this temple. You don't know what a luxury it is to have such a big temple. Nobody in the world. Even in Bombay, we had a big temple, but it's not this big. Delhi doesn't have this big a temple room. Maybe Bangalore. It's great opportunity. Great kirtan leaders. You have 5, 6, 7 enthusiastic mridanga players, kartal players, nice devotees to lead kirtan. After the feast, there'll be more kirtan. The mood is ecstatic. But all of us should get involved, otherwise I'll get very discouraged. I've been coming here since 1990 when I was with Rompad Swami, I was the co-GBC. And immediately I fell in love with New York. And I'm very happy to come here and be with you, but I think it's time that, you know, we manifest some of these. I know these qualities are there in all of you. And I know it's just a matter of someone pushing you a little bit. So I don't mind. You can beat me afterwards, and I'm practically dead anyway, so it won't matter. I'll take the risk. I don't mind. But I have to speak the truth. You should, a lot of you are Indians. You know better. And many of you, I've lived in India longer than you have. Many of you came, I've been there almost 33 years. Many of you came here when you were 20 or 25 or something. So, you know what is better. And you can't enter a synagogue. You can't enter a Catholic church unless you have the right mood. You just don't get in. So, shouldn't we have a higher standard? I think we should, and maybe we won't become brahmanas. That's a very high thing. But at least some of the qualities, like honesty, cleanliness is next to godliness. Prabhupada says here in the Bhagavad Gita, in Nature the Enjoyer and Consciousness, he says there's no... Was it? Cleanliness is essential for making advancement in spiritual life. So whose responsibility is it? The few brahmacharis that live here? They become your, chamchas? They become your nokars? Your servants? Is that what it is, or is it the other way around? The grihasthas are supposed to serve the sadhus. Somebody tell me. I'm confused. I'm mixed up. What's the actual situation? Does anybody have an idea? Somebody say. Yeah. That I think that's correct. That's what I've always heard. Anybody agree with that? Yeah? So... next time I come back, I'd sure like to see an improvement. Because all of you should, the way you chant Hare Krishna, you all deserve to go back to Godhead, even in this lifetime. Krishna can do anything. It's your attitude that counts. It's not the result. It's not the result. Krishna wants your sincere attempt. That's all he wants. And I know we can do better than we're doing. All right, are there any questions? I know you want to get home early. So go take the feast and rush off. Any questions? No? Huh?
What did you need for me today? I get
1842. The qualities Brahma, Karma, Svabhava, Jam. The qualities by which, and a Vaishnava is supposed to be above Brahmana. So let's follow our Acharya. His Tirobhav Mahotsav is coming up. Let's follow his example and his instructions. Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavad Gita Ki Jai.